It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Democratic National Convention is set to take place next month in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, but she will not be the first woman to receive a presidential nomination at a major political convention. What do you say? The history is being made here, right? Well, pop culture contributor Joe Woese is here to tell us about the Pittsburgher who actually earned this accolade. Joe Woese, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Nice to see you again.
Who was Emma Miller?
Emma Miller was, considered the grand dame of the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania. She was this woman who just, politics were in her, lifeblood. I mean, she was involved from a very young age.
This is what year?
This is in the 1900s. So this is, beginning in 1910 is when she got really involved. And she got really, really involved with, getting women the right to vote, the suffragette movement. And from that point on, that was it. She was never going to leave politics. And so she just remained a part of the political scene all the way up to the end of her life.
And so she got involved in the suffragette movement, and that was something that really inspired a lot of women at that time. And so she ends up attending the 1924 Democratic National Convention, and what happens?
Well, you have to keep in mind, this is the first, although the amendment had been approved and passed.
The 19th Amendment that allowed, yes. Was the 19th, right?
Yes.
Sometimes I lose track. All right, 19th Amendment, and that it allowed women the right to vote.
But that was in 1920. So
right.
This is the first convention that
after
women—
that.
Have a vote and can attend the convention
okay.
as delegates.
Got it.
So she attends this convention along with a lot of other women. They became very, very involved in the Democratic Party. They were welcomed, especially in places like Pittsburgh, where there weren't a lot of Democrats. So she attends this convention, and the convention is absolutely insane. There's a lot of people writing about it right now because they're saying this may be what we're going to have.
Which one? The Democratic or the Republican?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But what happened was it took over 200 votes, 200 times going through to try and get a consensus on who should be the president. So it's insane. It's a circus atmosphere. There's performers, but there's also a lot of controversy. And that's where she sort of got involved. The Ku Klux Klan had endorsed one of the candidates. And up until that point, that's not a big deal,
and
believe it or not.
Well, and at that point in time, too, wasn't the Democratic Party largely influenced by people who weren't in favor of, say, things like the Emancipation Proclamation?
Yes. And actually, this is an important moment in history because this is where the flip happens. This is where the flip, where the Democratic Party becomes the party of African Americans in many ways. It's the party that really becomes progressive. And it sort of happened in this moment. She gave an absolutely unbelievable speech. She seconded the nomination of Al Smith. And then while doing that, she gave this speech about tolerance and acceptance. It was just absolutely just this powerful thing. And she spoke about not just equality for religions. Al Smith was a Catholic, which is why he did not have the endorsement of the Klan and why the Klan was saying he's not fit to serve. Mm-hmm. She was a Protestant, and she gave this speech about accepting all religions and accepting immigrants. Accepting foreign-born citizens. She talked about how on the battlefields of World War I, it didn't matter your race, it didn't matter your religion, they all lied down together. And so it was this very, very powerful speech that really was the first of its kind.
And is that what got her nominated?
Yes. What happened was, as they were in the 32nd ballot going around, there was one senator from Massachusetts or one representative from Massachusetts who gave her a half a vote, and the crowd just cheered. They were standing, they were applauding at this half vote. Wasn't going to help her win. She wasn't expecting it. She didn't campaign for it. It was largely symbolic, but in that moment, she secured her place in history.
And how did she react?
She knew, she actually made a statement saying, I'm not going to win. I know that I'm not going to win. And she was pressed saying, well, what would your policies be? And she says, well, I'm not going to win, but If elected, I do have a few things I'd like to see. She wanted to see greater support for farmers. She wanted to see us really develop a system to support our veterans long term. And she also—
Ahead of her time there.
Way ahead of her time. And she also wanted to see us join, you know, what became the United Nations, the League of Nations. And those were all pretty, you know, unusual for the time.
And so, you know, Emma Miller clearly is a woman who accomplished much during her lifetime. But what would you say was her greatest legacy?
You know, she never stopped on the idea of women's equality. Once they got the vote, that was just the beginning. She fought so much for that. She wanted there to be an amendment to protect equality of women. She fought along—
Like an equal rights amendment?
The equal
rights amendment. Way ahead of her time.
This is what she wanted. She was one of the leaders in this. She fought, you know, early in her career against prohibition. She wanted to, so she was always—
She fought against prohibition.
Against prohibition.
That probably got her a lot of votes right there.
So she was a very, very popular candidate, but she always took these very sort of risky moves for her time, but she was very forward-thinking. And I think that's what her legacy is. This is a woman who, although forgotten, has had an impact on women's rights and so much more.
And very quickly, we're down to about 30 seconds or so, but what did she do after 1924? You mentioned the things that she campaigned for. How much longer did she live?
She actually attended every single convention up until she was 94 years old.
Wow.
Yes. At the 94 years old, she passed away 2 years after.
What a great story. You know, just when I think you've topped them all, you come along with another one. Pop culture contributor Joe Woes here telling us the story about Emma Miller. And thank you so much for stopping by to share that inspiration for us all. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.